Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day one of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
Sbarro.
I met up with
Josh Fulton,
and I ordered
a slice of cheese.
Hey, this is Sean, and this is the beginning of Pizza Month, October 1st, day one, Pizza Month 2006, and I am out in front of Sbarro, which is on the corner of 33rd Street and 7th Avenue. And Josh Fulton is arriving now.
Hey, how's it going?
Can I please get a slice of cheese? I'm gonna just describe my slice.
Okay.
There's a very large bubble right in the middle of it.
Yep.
A lot of the cheese seems to be center loaded. If you notice, there's a lot of crust here without any cheese or sauce on it.
Okay.
That doesn't bode well for the amount of enjoyment I'm going to get out of it.
Okay.
But it was $3.25 with tax.
Yeah.
So, if it costs that much, it must be good.
Right.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Have you been to Sbarro before?
Have I been to this one?
Yes.
Yes. And several times.
How did our current pizza eating compare to that?
Well, compared to, as far as the companionship, it was excellent. As far as the actual pizza itself, I guess it was a little bit below average, but I still liked it.
Well, what do you think about like where we're sitting? And while where we are sitting is right by the subway stop, we can actually look over out the window.
Yep.
Onto the subway platform.
Yep.
It's the first time I've ever been on this side of it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, kind of spooky. I don't like eating underground. Like, I don't like eating in, like, a Port Authority or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, it's creepy to eat underground. It's like, they're creatures, possibly underground. I could edit this. So, I guess I don't really like being next to the subway.
What did you... Or, let's see, this is the first time you've been with me on a pizza month, day, is that right?
Yep.
What did you think of eating pizza with me?
I liked it.
Cool.
You took two phone calls during the dinner, which I was not crazy about, but no, I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I know you said a boot. It kind of sounds Canadian, but you're not Canadian, right?
Nope.
Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Do other people point out that you kind of have like a Canadian accent?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Not how come they point it out, but...
How come I have that? My brother and I both talk slowly, I guess, in certain situations. I guess if I'm nervous or something, I talk more slowly than typically. I don't know, it's just my speech pattern, I guess. There's no geographical explanation.
Some people think I talk like a southerner.
Different part.
I guess, but I mean, my dad was in the military, so I moved around a lot.
True.
Now back to the pizza, though. Sbarro is a chain, so a lot of people are going to say, like, Sean, why did you go to Sbarro, which is a chain, when you live in New York City?
Yep.
There's something to choose from. But my answer to that is, I like chain pizza in general.
Your answer could also be that I suggested it.
Yeah, and I accepted it though. You know, it was a good opportunity to try out Sbarro, because I don't think I've ever been to one in previous pizza months.
Okay.
And I don't think I'll be back.
Oh.
But I mean, until I go
31 days. This is not even.
Oh, I can't repeat.
I know, but next year you'd still have 31 days.
Yeah. Well, if I'm ever like in the suburbs, and the only choice I have is like the mall food court, then I'm going to go to Sbarro.
Okay.
But here, I just feel like it's just a little bit too expensive.
It is expensive.
For the quality of pizza you get. Like, I end up leaving a good portion of my crust on my plate, and it's just because there was no sauce, no cheese out to it. It was kind of greasy still. So, but the sauce is really good. I have to admit that the Sbarro sauce is really good, and I wish that they would use it all the way to its capacity.
Yeah.
All the way out to the crust.
You want sauce on the crust?
I wouldn't mind that. I know that that kind of produces what's called red edges when you have sauce that goes all the way beyond the cheese.
Yeah.
But it also makes for delicious crust, and I don't usually have a crust left over. Good crust?
I ate it.
You had tomatoes on your pizza, right?
Yeah.
Should I have gotten the tomato slice?
Possibly. If you're me, yes. If you're you, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, well, I always want to get a slice of cheese just to compare it, because it makes it a little bit easier to compare.
Right.
Just have a slice of cheese. And,
I like the kind of thicker pizza that they have here, which I guess is not really the point. It's like the, I don't know, it's almost like quasi-Sicilian, but it's not Sicilian. For like most of their like, I don't know, special pizzas or something.
Well, I'll try that out next time I come here, which
will be never.
Might be a while. Well, you know, it's
if
not just kidnapped. It's not just the pizza though. I mean, I'm sweating right now. I feel like it's about 80 degrees. Are you not sweating?
I'm a cucumber.
Okay. So you're not sweating.
You're blaming your. This is
got a call from mom. I'm not gonna take the third call though. You want me to take a call? Hello, mom. You're in a movie right now? What is it called? Dead Man's what? Oh. My mom is watching Pirates of the Caribbean. Right now I'm at Pizza Month, day one. Is Dead Man's Chest part one of Pirates of the Caribbean? Or is she?
Part two.
Oh, you're watching part two.
Thanks.
Do you think my mom will get it if she hasn't seen part one?
I haven't seen
it. Neither me nor my guest, Josh Fulton, has seen Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one. We both have seen the first one. Yeah, that's the second one. All right, bye. All right.
So she would have shut it off had you said you wouldn't get it? She would have been like, forget this.
No, she's at a... She's taking classes at... she's taking nursing school classes.
Okay.
Or classes at a nursing school.
Yeah.
To be a nurse.
Yeah.
And they offer free movies, you know, once a week. And this time it's Pirates of the Caribbean. So I was like, oh, you definitely should see that. And but then when she got there, she said it has a subtitle called, like, Dead Man's Chest or something like that.
Right.
And apparently that's Pirates of the Caribbean 2, so I haven't even seen that, and I just recommended that she see it. But
you could wind up feeling guilty. You could have blood on your hands.
It's a free movie, and I did hear people liked Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Let's hope so. For your sake and your mother's sake.
A big deal. She doesn't mind. It's still a free movie.
It's true.
Oh, it's not only kind of warm here, but we also have a companion, a fly.
Yeah.
That keeps on coming by and landed on me and my food.
Me too. It's possibly the window and the fly are the worst parts about the Sbarro for me.
Oh, there's the fly. Nice, Josh. I know you were trying to pat it away, but it didn't look like you were
trying to
petting it.
Come here. Come here, fly. I want to talk about you.
Well, I thank you, Josh Fulton. I've got to run to an Academy show.
I have more to talk about for this pizza. I have so much to say about the sauce.
But thank you for joining me on the first day of Pizza Month 2006.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.